From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence beginning Thursday over the war-torn northern Syrian city Aleppo, where it's backing forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Kerry spoke in the Norwegian capital Oslo Wednesday.
So there is a way forward, and that's what I was referring to. But it will require good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it. And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire while Assad's forces continue their campaign to retake the city, viewed as a strategic prize in the five-year civil war. The UN envoy to Central African Republic, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Wednesday the rebel Lord's Resistance Army is stepping up attacks, expanding into new areas, and abducting children.
Overall, the LRA appears now to be deviating from what had been for a certain period of time a low-profile posture with attacks against larger and less isolated populations area being noted and increased number of children kidnapped and kept.
Bathily warned the withdrawal of Ugandan troops from CAR, part of an African Union regional task force, could be exploited by groups like LRA. He also talked about political tensions causing instability in other regional countries such as Burundi. This is VOA News. A U.S. defense spokesman Wednesday said the Iraqi security forces are inside the southern edge of Fallujah 3 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the Islamic State-held city. But Colonel Chris Garver acknowledged the three-week campaign remains a slow and difficult fight, in part out of concern for the fate of thousands of civilians still trapped inside. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government say Islamic State counterattacks have intensified as the loyalists try to regain lost ground in the fight for control of the coastal city of Sirte, captured by IS fighters a year ago. Government forces say the IS counterattacks are centered around the city's port and western neighborhoods. President Obama Wednesday met for a fourth time of his presidency at the White House with Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. They met privately, and despite Chinese warnings it could damage mutual trust and cooperation. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president has articulated his appreciation for the Dalai Lama's teachings and believes in preserving Tibet's unique religious, cultural, and linguistic traditions.
Ernest said Mr. Obama also spoke of the need to protect the human rights of Tibetans, but he said U.S. policy about Tibet being part of China has not changed. Iran has filed a lawsuit with the International Court of Justice to recover billions worth of assets frozen in the U.S. President Hassan Rouhani made the announcement in remarks Wednesday on state television. The U.S. Supreme Court announced earlier this year that the frozen funds will be used to compensate victims and families of the 1983 bombing of a U.S. Marine barracks in Lebanon and other attacks linked to Iran. Tehran has denied any role in those attacks. U.S. Central Bank Chairperson Janet Yellen announced Wednesday no change in a key interest rate, saying current economic conditions make it necessary to keep the so-called federal funds rate at between 0.25% and 0.5%. Yellen also expressed concern about the global impact of next week's referendum on whether the United Kingdom leaves the European Union.
Clearly, this is a very important decision for the United Kingdom and for Europe. It is a decision that could have consequences for economic and financial conditions in global financial markets. It could have consequences in turn for the U.S. economic outlook.
Opinion polls show growing support for the so-called Leave campaign. More gunfire underscored persistent border tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan that has left at least three dead, dozens wounded, and stranded thousands. Both sides have agreed to a ceasefire, although previous ones have been broken. South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius is to be sentenced July 6th in the death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The judge in the case made the announcement Wednesday at the close of a three-day court hearing. 29-year-old double amputee faces a minimum 15 years in prison. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.